Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance of rain showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. High temperatures reach up to 62. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 40. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for showers. Daytime highs approaching 58. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. A man armed with guns and knives stormed the lobby outside the White House Correspondents Association dinner attended by the president Saturday night. Kansas U.S. Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall thanked law enforcement for their efforts to protect those in attendance. Senator Jerry Moran posted, "Grateful for the dedicated law enforcement and Secret Service whose quick actions kept everyone safe at the White House Correspondents dinner tonight." Also that night, Dr. Roger Marshall posted, "Thank God the president and everyone at the White House Correspondents' Dinner are safe. I am grateful for the quick response from the United States Secret Service, praying for our nation." The city of Dodge City is asking residents to be water wise to help protect a shared resource. Dodge City current water tower levels are operating below 75% capacity. The Ogallala Aquifer is projected to be 70% depleted in 50 years. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you want to add gold and silver bullion to your portfolio, there's no better place to go. Make sure to check out Phil's Coins online at philscoins.com. And with the largest variety of items, you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Phil's Coins and Bullion, 9344 West Central Avenue. Go check them out today. Phil's Coins and Bullion.
Renowned American country music singer and Grand Ole Opry member John Conley comes to Newkirk and Seven Clans First Council Casino. Saturday, May 2nd, John Conley, live and in concert. John Conley. Tickets are on sale now at the Seven Clans Players Club or Ticketstorm.com. Don't miss John Conley, Saturday, May 2nd, Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk.
The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office has launched a program to collect tips and bring renewed focus to current cold cases. Sheriff Doug Adams said, "Some of the cases are more recent and some cases go all the way back to the 90s, but it is a chance for us to highlight these cases." The Sheriff's Office plans to post all available information about several cases on their Facebook page to spread the word and encourage anyone who knows something to speak up. The Topeka Fire Department is hoping to inspire more young women to consider a future in the fire service, and they're doing it through a week-long hands-on training program called Camp Courage. The camp is open to young women ages 16 to 20, and it gives participants the chance to step into the firefighter's boots and experience the job from a female perspective. For many, it's the first time they've seen firefighting as a possible career. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Time's running out for spring savings. Take advantage of the offer from BF Goodrich at Mike's OK Tire. You'll receive $80 via Visa Reward Card or Visa Virtual Account after online submission on qualifying purchase of four new BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires. Offer is good through May 31st. Check out this deal today. Receive $80 back on a qualifying set of four new BF Goodrich tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville, offering tire sales and service as well as front-end alignments.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ongoing battle of wildfires across the state of Nebraska, the National Weather Service has been a great asset for officials in the state of Nebraska, as they say that over the past few years, the National Weather Service has been trying to use more of their technology to try and spot wildfires, as many go unnoticed until it's too late.
About 15 years ago, the National Weather Service, I would say really at the local level, kind of got into the business of fire weather, and we started issuing things that people are familiar with, red flag warnings. There are other times, especially in rural areas, where the 911 call doesn't always come in right away.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4, where according to officials in this state, they say the National Weather Service uses geostationary satellites, also known as GOES satellites, that can detect warm spots in the state. And when those warm spots are detected, local officials are alerted directly. The National Weather Service also looks for those extremely dry and windy days when they issue their red flag warnings.
Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
It can be challenging for U.S. farmers to make a profit in the grain markets. Reduce your risk exposure by purchasing professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers. The members of the Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance invest 15% of their sales into product research and development to help farmers like you maximize their crop performance every year. Bringing new seed innovations requires time, extensive research, and farmer partnership, the kind of commitments the seed companies of SEPA are investing in. Thank you for buying new seed and supporting U.S. seed innovation. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED. Seed tip.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall and Washington County Commissioners meetings last week were mostly routine business. Nemahal County Commissioners discussed ways to self-fund the recycling program as opposed to tax funding, but took no action on a suggestion to begin charging customers who have recycling picked up by Nemahal County. A presentation was made at the Marysville USD 364 school board meeting in April regarding options of joining the Big East League. No decisions were made. Athletic Director Derek Pretry indicated Marysville would be a good fit enrollment-wise and would maintain current athletic programs. The only exception is tennis, which some Big East League schools do not offer. Among 11 schools, Holton is largest in enrollment. Others are mostly 3A, including Hiawatha, Jefferson West, Nemahal Central, Perry Lake Compton, Riley County, Rossville, Royal Valley, Sabetha, Silver Lake, and St. Mary's. Next cycle, Marysville will be a 2A school in state competition. Nemahal Central moves from 2A to 3A. The Bulldogs are one of three original schools in the North Central Kansas League, which now includes mostly 4A schools, including Abilene, Chapman, Clay Center, Concordia, Wamego, and Rock Creek. The suspect arrested last week in connection with a murder in Beatrice is in custody without bond. Justice Barnhouse, age 31, was located by authorities in Lancaster County near Waverly, arrested on charges including second-degree murder, use of a firearm to commit a felony, and possession of a firearm by a prohibited person. He allegedly shot 37-year-old Joshua May, who died a short time after as a result. May initially spoke with police and had moved about a block from the shooting. He was taken to Beatrice Community Hospital and died a short time later. A handgun was recovered. His Barnhouse was located, and he has a past criminal record of violence. That and his flight risk were factors in denying bond. A section of K-148 in Washington County will be closed through Tuesday for construction from U.S. 36 North to Nebraska Highway 8. Alternate detours for traffic are posted accordingly. Union Pacific continues work on crossing repairs in Marshall County and may temporarily close crossings on short notice, working toward Marysville from the west. Our public affairs conversation this past weekend was the Frankfort Janes Downtown Lighting Project. The group has a Facebook page and is still seeking donations to complete the project. A Venmo link is available, and you may contribute through the Frankfort Community Foundation Fund or mail checks to Post Office Box 1 in Frankfort. If you missed the conversation, you can download replay as a podcast available at our website, kndyradio.com. Kayla Hagedorn is among volunteer organizers.
Well, as we all know, nutrition is a key to healthy minds and a key to healthy success, student success. So I think that some of the benefits is the learning aspect. Our students are going to get some hands-on knowledge about ag, food systems, and sustainability through gardening, farm visits, and classroom lessons. And this will also bridge some concepts in our science, biology, and some of our environmental studies, which will be unique. So they'll be able to utilize some of the things they're learning within the classrooms to some other areas, including the cafeteria. And then, of course, health-wise, they're going to get exposure to fresh seasonal produce. This hopefully will create healthier eating habits for them and increase their fruit and vegetable consumption, as well as reducing their reliance on processed foods. When I think how it's going to improve, I think of fresh. I mean, we're going to be able to get fresh foods, a fresh taste, and ultimately decrease in our processed foods that we're offering to students. So I think that we're going to see a lot of kids enjoy that switch. It'll take a little time for the switch, but just that fresh aspect, our local people providing our lettuce and our tomatoes and all the different things being locally and, you know, not sitting on a truck and being shipped and all those things is kind of exciting.
Gary L. Funk, age 84, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Gary Funk. Karen K. Peterson, age 72, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service is planned Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Karen Peterson. Patricia K. Alford, age 67, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge for Patricia Alford.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, jetting off to some popular vacation spot, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg. And United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 50s and mid-60s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting up to 25. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers Tuesday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And some rain early Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Sunshine on Wednesday, a bit warmer with our highs in the mid-60s, then partly cloudy throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 30s. There will be a slight chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout Thursday, cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 60s, then showers and thunderstorms are possible early Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Sunshine on Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Sunshine on Saturday, warmer with our highs in the lower 70s, and mostly clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and low 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late April 69, record high on this date 95. The average low 44, the record low 30. Sunset this evening 8:16, sunrise in the morning 6:34. Half inch range of precipitation across the region Sunday afternoon.
Do ants really tickle open the buds of peonies? We investigate that urban legend today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Let's talk about your health insurance. There are a lot of reasons why people need affordable health insurance. But here's the bottom line. You know you need affordable health insurance. For you, a spouse, a family member, whatever. I'm going to give you a free hotline to call to find affordable health insurance that can cover all your health insurance needs in case you get sick or have an emergency, plus cover vision, dental, and more. And there are no long-term commitments. You can keep your plan as long as it's affordable and for the price of a cup of coffee. We're not talking about one of those fancy coffees. For the price of a regular cup of coffee a day, you can have quality, affordable health insurance. Call the health insurance hotline for a free quote.
800-761-7341, 800-761-7341, 800-761-7341. That's 800-761-7341.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 27th, the 117th day of the year. 18th President and Civil War General Ulysses Grant was born on this day, and Pampers disposable diapers were patented on this day in 1965. Before the peonies bloom this spring, here's an often repeated myth we can dispel. Because ants find them especially attractive, it's sometimes said they are necessary to tickle open the buds. The fact is, they are simply attracted to the sugary droplets that form on the flowers. The blooms would open with or without ants. Nevertheless, they may provide some benefits. They provide some protection by chasing away other bud-eating pests. And even though they're harmless, it's best to gently shake the ants off before cutting blooms to bring indoors. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
Show Mom she means more than anything with a beautiful gift from Reflections in downtown Marysville. This Mother's Day, let Reflections help you find meaningful Hallmark cards or Willow Tree figurines, plus garden decor, Russell Stover's candy, or Yankee candles. And with graduation around the corner, celebrate this milestone with fun and practical gifts, collegiate items, or the perfect Hallmark card. Find something you never knew you needed at Reflections in Marysville.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The NFL Draft of 2026 officially wrapped up from last week, with the Kansas City Chiefs having the 29th overall pick in the NFL Draft for this year. And for their pick, they did choose Clemson defensive tackle Peter Woods. As according to the Chiefs, they say Woods was a versatile defensive tackle and being able to play at the edge spot or inside, with the past season totaling 30 tackles, 9 solos with 2 sacks, and in 2024 had 8.5 tackles for losses and 4 sacks in total. Kansas City Chiefs say they are optimistic at going further into the upcoming NFL season. In Major League Baseball, Kansas City Royals are off today for a Monday before heading on the road to take on the Athletics. The Royals had a good long stint at home at Kauffman Stadium, taking on the Baltimore Orioles, where they went 1-3 in the series. They also finished up their 3-game series against the LA Angels over the weekend. Kansas City back in action tomorrow with that first pitch, a late one at 8:40 p.m. Mid-American Network Sports.
Renowned American country music singer and Grand Ole Opry member John Conley comes to Newkirk and Seven Clans First Council Casino. Saturday, May 2nd, John Conley, live and in concert. John Conley. Tickets are on sale now at the Seven Clans Players Club or Ticketstorm.com. Don't miss John Conley, Saturday, May 2nd, Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk.
You listen when your body says, I'm tired, or I'm hungry. What if your body said something else might be wrong? Gynecologic cancers, cervical, ovarian, and uterine cancers have symptoms, so pay attention. If your body says something may be wrong, please listen. Learn the symptoms. Get the inside knowledge about gynecologic cancers. A message from HHS and CDC's Inside Knowledge Campaign.
Well, there's a new sport coming to the state of Kansas starting in the fall school semester after the Acacia Board of Directors wrapped up last week passing their vote to officially sanction high school girls flag football in the state of Kansas.
For so many years, there's been so many young girls who have maybe been fans of the game or wanted to play but never felt like there was a way to do that.
At the end of the day, I would pick up the flags and I would hand them out, and just like I was their like water girl, and I would want to play and I was aggressive. But it's just really sad being picked last just because I was a girl and I didn't look like any of them, didn't play like any of them.
That audio from KSNT News. After the vote, the executive director for Acacia released a statement saying it is a great day for Acacia as our leadership board took decisive action by providing an expansion of program offerings to include girls at flag football. We appreciate the leadership of the board of directors who faithfully serve and reflect the desires of membership in these important decisions. With the vote now final, schools across Kansas will begin preparing to launch the girls flag football programs in the near future.
Warmer weather is here and the great outdoors are calling. Take your meetings to the front porch, stream the game around the fire pit, and keep the same reliable connection from inside when you step outside with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. Sign up today and receive $50 off installation plus 2 months free. Visit BlueValley.net or give us a call at 877-876-1228.
Bruna Law, LLC, in Marysville and Seneca can assist with civil litigation, including accidents, injury insurance claims, business or real estate disputes, estate planning, including wills, trusts, and estate administration, and business and succession planning, as well as real estate contracts, deeds, and escrow services. Contact Anthony Bruna with Bruna Law, LLC, with offices in Marysville and in Seneca.
This is Stacy Latta, your local Farmers Insurance agent, proud to be a Marysville Bulldog Booster. Whether it's your home, car, or family's future, we're here to help you protect what matters most. As part of this community, I'm dedicated to serving my neighbors with personal service and reliable coverage for your needs. Call me at 785-562-5169 or stop by and see me. Stacy Latta, your local Farmers Insurance agent today. And go Bulldogs!
Underwritten by Farmers, Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Improve your lawn and garden's vitality, productivity, and beauty with Top Dressing. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Top dressing is the practice of spreading compost, fertilizer, or other material over the soil surface of lawns and gardens. By top dressing with compost, you can increase the organic matter and nutrient availability in the soil. This means you need to water and fertilize less often. Spread a 1 to 2 inch layer of compost over the soil surface of perennial gardens and planting beds every 2 to 3 years. Cover with an organic mulch to help suppress weeds, conserve moisture, and further improve the soil. You can top-dress gardens anytime the ground isn't frozen, but it's easiest to do right after cutting back your perennials. Top-dress your lawn with compost right after dethatching or core aerating. The compost helps reduce soil compaction and thatch buildup. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's time to pony up, Marysville. It's the 10th annual Pony Up Marysville Match Day fundraiser on Friday, May 1st.
The difference you make by donating on Match Day supports the good work of over 60 local nonprofit causes.
When you give on Match Day, your generosity goes even further. Each gift receives an additional 50% donation.
Give in person at the Halvering Center in Marysville on Friday, May 1st from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Or donate online at ponyupmarysville.com from midnight to midnight.
Join the Marysville Community Foundation and make a difference May 1st.
When the U.S. adopted prohibition in 1920, most alcohol production ceased. But when sales resumed in the 1930s, it seems some of the old recipes, so to speak, had been lost. This man combines history and a distillery to unlock some unique products. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298. Or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
Brent Gooden's family has been around the bourbon business for many decades. A few years ago, his family began their own distillery called Boundary Oak. Brent likes to draw inspiration from history when thinking about the future of his business.
At one time in Kentucky, we had 2,000 distilleries. And then after Prohibition, there was just maybe just a handful where we can go back and rediscover some of our roots that we had as far as drinks. And so you're getting things like Applejack and even our Kentucky Amber, which was a product that would have been popular after the Civil War.
For instance, Brent says his Kentucky Moonshine product harkens to the mid-19th century.
The distilling process and the grain bills are all identical to what they would have been then. So we try to give people a little taste of what it would have been like then. And I tell you, there's some wonderful products that were just lost to history that I think all these craft distillers are bringing back.
Brent even incorporates the history into the names of his products, finding ties to this area.
We try to put a little history in every product. This summer, we'll have a new product called Lincoln that's coming out because our county is Hardin County. It was the county in which Lincoln was born.
And his Lincoln product truly does have a tie to Lincoln's legacy.
On his original boyhood farm, there is also a boundary oak tree, which is probably the most famous boundary oak tree in America. And some of those original corks that would be on our very first bottles will be made from some of the last pieces of that tree.
Pieces of that tree have been donated to Brent, and he decided it would be a nice way to incorporate history into his latest product. But it's not the only item that has a unique tie to the history of the area, for Brent also pays tribute to a famous general. That's next time as we travel the countryside in Radcliffe, Kentucky. I'm Andrew McCray.
Don't need a huge garden to grow a bumper crop of vegetables. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Raised bed gardens have a lot of benefits, and here's how to build one as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
I have a raised bed garden in my yard for growing everything from tomatoes to green beans. It's easy to weed and there are no compaction problems because I don't walk on it. Raised beds warm up earlier in the spring and dry out faster, so you get a jump start on the planting season. Brooke Edmonds is a commercial horticulturist with Oregon State University Extension. She says you can just mound up soil and plant into it or use some sort of framing material to hold the soil in place.
So that could be pressure treated wood. You can use concrete blocks, cinder blocks, but you can get really creative. Some folks have old watering troughs, just drill some extra drain holes in the bottom, and then you can fill that up with a soil mix and plant that out. There's lots of great custom designs out there.
The soil for a raised bed depends on the quality of your native soil. If it's good soil, you can rototill it and raise it up a few inches. If it's made of heavy clay or has lots of sand, it's best to buy garden soil that is well draining and has organic matter in it.
Usually folks may buy a bulk load, have that delivered, and use it to fill their raised bed. I wouldn't necessarily recommend potting soil. One, it's a little bit more expensive, and sometimes it has things like perlite or other things mixed in, which will basically like float to the top of your bed. But look for a well-draining garden soil. Take a look at it before you buy it. You may want to also purchase some compost or well-composted manures to mix into that to just help with the drainage.
How deep should the bed be? Edmund says the soil should be deep enough to support the roots of what you're growing. Learn more about raised bed gardening at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Maybe this year you're looking for a fresh start, a sense of connection, or a place where you can ask real questions about life and faith. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville would love to be that place for you. This is Pastor David Thompson. At our church, you'll find people from all walks of life discovering hope, purpose, and community together. Join us every Sunday at 10:45 for worship or our men's breakfast on Wednesday mornings at 7 a.m. at the Weaver Hotel in Waterville. Experience a community shaped by grace, open hearts, and the belief that no one should walk through life alone. Join us at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, the place to believe, belong, and become.
Why do bad things happen even when we're trying to do the right thing? Proverbs 24:16 says, though the one who seeks good falls seven times, they rise again. Hi, I'm Rob West with your Faith and Finance Minute. Have you ever felt like you're doing your best, and yet life just keeps knocking you down? Well, this verse reminds us that falling doesn't mean failure. Life brings setbacks. But those who keep going, who keep trusting in God, rise again. They get back up. Spending plans are like that. Just when you have enough money saved for a small emergency, a big emergency strikes. Medical bills come out of nowhere, cars break down, and prices keep going up. God sees you, He knows your needs, and He promises to provide when you seek Him first and keep pressing on, no matter how many times you fall. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, in your app store or visit faithfi.com.
The 50th annual Mother's Day Market held in the Marysville City Park is Saturday, May 9th and Sunday, May 10th, with over 100 vendors highlighting the incredible selection of antiques, homemade and homegrown goods, family fun and mouthwatering food, fine treasures and more at this annual two-day event. Over a dozen food trucks present, from funnel cakes to wood fire pizza, with live entertainment both days starting at 11 a.m. Find the perfect Mother's Day gift, enjoy treasure hunting, or soak in the vibrant atmosphere at the 50th annual Mother's Day Market, Saturday, May 9th and Sunday, May 10th in the Marysville City Park. Vendors open at 9 a.m. both days. Follow Marysville Mother's Day Market on Facebook for a complete schedule and activities.
California's controversial Prop 12 may get the axe in the next Farm Bill. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A drive down a country road can be fun, but that fun can end in a hurry if you're not vigilant for slow-moving farm equipment on that roadway. Farm machinery using public roads are supposed to have signage and lights to warn motorists, but don't assume it'll be there. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The latest draft of the Farm Bill has a provision to nullify California's Prop 12 law. Back in 2018, voters passed the law, placing certain animal welfare restrictions on any producer of pork or eggs to be sold in California, no matter where the production occurred. Walter Coggan is with the think tank Center for the Environment and Welfare.
Last year, the center launched a public education campaign urging lawmakers to pass a Prop 12 fix. We've seen an outpouring of support from voters who want lawmakers to act and reduce food prices.
Coggan says having this in a new farm bill has backing.
There is strong bipartisan support for a Prop 12 fix. In fact, this is one of the only topics both the Biden and Trump administrations agree on.
In fact, says Coggan, even some California voters seem to have changed their minds.
Last year, the Center for the Environment and Welfare did public polling of California and found voter regret over passing Prop 12. If that measure was on the ballot again in California today, it would not pass. People who have never set foot in California are paying the price for Prop 12. We are confident that Congress will help right this wrong in the Farm Bill.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
My family loves Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville. Mom says their cars are top quality, and Dad says their service is the best around. Me, I like all the cool features their vehicles offer. From sales, service, rentals, and more, they've got everything you need. So check out Crown Over Auto Sales and let them hand you the keys with no unnecessary fees.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
I'm James Guerin.
A significant shift in the agricultural landscape is gaining momentum as the USDA continues its effort to move core operations closer to the producers they serve. According to recent reports, the agency is relocating more employees to regional hubs in Kansas City and Iowa. This move is part of a broader strategy to decentralize federal oversight and place subject matter experts in the heart of the country's most productive agricultural zones. The relocation primarily affects the Economic Research Service and the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. By moving these departments to Kansas City, officials believe the agency can better foster collaboration with land-grant universities and private sector innovators. The goal is to reduce the disconnect between Washington policy and the on-the-ground reality. For our local producers, this means the people analyzing crop insurance data and agricultural economic trends will be living and working in the same environment as the farmers and ranchers impacted by those decisions. In addition to the Kansas City expansion, Iowa is seeing an influx of personal focus on soil health and conservation research. This regionalization is expected to speed up the rollout of new federal programs, particularly those related to the 2026 conservation initiatives. However, the transition hasn't been without its hurdles. The agency has faced some challenges with staff retention during the move, as some long-term employees chose to stay in the D.C. area rather than relocate. Despite these growing pains, the USDA is moving forward with aggressive recruitment efforts within the region. They are looking to tap into the deep talent pool found at Midwestern universities to fill these high-level research and policy roles. Ultimately, the move represents a long-term commitment to making the federal government more responsive to the Midwest. As more of these offices become fully operational this year, we can expect a more localized approach to the data and research that drives the American agricultural economy. The final phase of employee relocations to the Kansas City and Iowa hubs is expected to be finalized by September 30th. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text, and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
The shrinking blood supply has been a national problem. Our region has finally reached a breaking point because many people have stopped donating. Blood is available only while supplies last, and supplies will only last if you choose to give. Don't put yourself or your family at risk. Donate blood today. Visit obi.org/events.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
A USDA plan is underway to transform the U.S. food system. It addresses fairness, competition, and resiliency. Today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Dr. Melissa Bailey is an associate administrator of USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service, and she says they are playing a key role in the USDA food systems transformation effort.
There are more than 60 programs within the food systems transformation effort. And these programs do address each part of the supply chain. So from production, processing, aggregation and distribution to markets and consumers. AMS grant programs are a key part of the USDA larger effort and are providing funding for projects and programs that support local and regional foods across the country.
Dr. Bailey says that the plan will have targeted assistance for underserved areas to link local and regional supply chains, support direct producer to consumer markets, procure and distribute local healthy foods to unique geographic or local areas, and help to support economic opportunities for small producers, among other initiatives. USDA's goal is to have more supply chain diversification, leading to less concentration.
And one thing we learned when we published last year, the supply chain report that was derived from the executive order the president had every department look at top to bottom supply chains, was that certain supply chains are more heavily concentrated or consolidated than others. So in that report, we describe that being a risk for certain sectors like meat and poultry, a little bit in the specialty crop sector, some in the seed sector.
The USDA food systems transformation effort will cost $4 billion. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. A couple of the less competitive weeds growers might see in their fields or landscapes are wild onion or wild garlic. K-State weed specialist Sarah Gansky explains how they tried to blend in and what issues they can create when wheat growers haul their crop to the elevator.
They're not necessarily super competitive, right? Usually when we're talking about weeds, I'm talking about pig weeds that are going to steal yield, right? Wild garlic and onions are not yield robbers, but they can reduce quality of our agricultural commodities. So specifically, thinking about wheat crops or small grain crops. So, you know, farmers who are used to growing wheat where we have wild garlic or wild onion know that the dockage for those when you take a load of grain to the elevator is pretty substantial based on the number of bulblets that you have in the sample of grain that gets pulled.
She describes what these weeds look like and how they can be identified.
Honestly, from a distance, they kind of look like grass. This time of year, you see them because they're growing faster than a lot of the grasses, right? Even our cool season grasses. So like just here in Manhattan, driving around town, they've been poking up in yards for the last month or so. But if you've ever gardened or if you've purchased green onions at the grocery store, right, you've got a pretty good idea of what these plants look like from a distance. They are monocots, so they have parallel veins, but they're not actually grasses. They're in the lily family.
Their life cycle and lack of control options is what help makes this non-competitive weed a problem.
So one of the reasons we see it in the situations we do, right, is because these are cool season plants. So they grow in the fall and in the spring. And so they're actively growing right now. And they're also growing in our wheat fields, right? And so there's actually not a lot of herbicides to control them in wheat. Sometimes folks will list 2,4-D as one potential option rather for controlling wild garlic and wild onion. But the recommendation that I have heard the most is Harmony Extra. So like a low dose of 2,4-D or a low rate of 2,4-D with Harmony Extra is kind of one of the more recommended treatments for this in a wheat crop. But, you know, with a lot of our weeds and wheat, we talk about the importance of crop rotation, right? If we can go to a summer crop and kind of, you know, wear down the plants that are there, that could probably be a better non-chemical option.
That was Kansas State University weed specialist Sarah Gansky with what people can use to help control wild onion and wild garlic. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has added the ADM line of feed. If you need medicated feed, give them a call and they'll custom order for your needs. For chicken raisers, they also carry egg maker and scratch grains. Contact After Hours Feed Supply, Bob or Georgina Lindquist at Blue Rapids for details.
Market information from the Mid-America Egg Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through Monday as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market. We continue to have green numbers all across the board over here, and we've had some nice jumps from the wheat numbers over the last hour. For the seeds market, a similar story with green numbers all up and down the board over here, and a nice jump from the soybean numbers in the last hour as well. And for the livestock, the cattle continue to have a strong day all across, and the hogs, they remain all in the green as well. In the corn market, May corn up a nickel at 460 even, and July up 5 1/4 at 468 and 3/4. Kansas City wheat for May up 9 1/4 at 668 and a quarter. In July up 6 3/4 at 676 and a half. In the oats market, May oats up 8 cents at 330 and 3/4. In July up 7 3/4 at 345 and 3/4. In the bean market, May beans now up 15 cents at 1178 and 3/4. In July up 15 1/4 at 1194 even. Soybean meal for May up 990 at 334.20. In July up 950 at 328.60. Soybean oil for May up 32 cents at 72.23, and July up 35 cents at 71.68. In the canola market, May canola up $1.50 at 7.30.20, and July up $1.20 at 7.43.40. In the cotton market, May cotton up 56 cents at 77.56, and July up 22 cents at 79.58. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, in the U.S. dollar index for June down a nickel at 98.31, and September down 9 cents at 98.03. The euro for June in the green up to $1.17, and September in the green as well at $1.17, but pushing to $1.18. And the Japanese yen for June is in the red down to 62 cents and September in the red as well at 63 cents. Looking at our midday stock market numbers, the S&P 500 continues to be little changed as Iran peace stocks stall with the oil rising. And the Dow Jones down 62 points at 49,168. The S&P 500 now up 4 points at 7,169. And the NASDAQ up 15 points at 24,853. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
It's built well, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. After several consecutive record-setting sessions, the NASDAQ Composite and S&P 500 are headed into the midday in retreat. The S&P was down 0.2% this morning, the NASDAQ 0.3%. The Dow was off 170 points. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today in a case that could bring thousands of lawsuits against Bayer to a halt. The pharmaceutical and biotech company's Roundup insecticide has been linked to an increased risk of cancers. AI may be affecting what college students choose as majors. A poll by Harvard Kennedy School says 70% of students see artificial intelligence as a threat to job prospects and are looking for AI-proof majors like marketing or nursing. And weight loss drugs are starting to weigh on the wedding industry. The Wall Street Journal says some brides-to-be using the drugs are buying dresses that are too small now, anticipating that they'll fit in a few months. And sometimes they don't. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
It's time to pony up Marysville. It's the 10th annual Pony Up Marysville Match Day fundraiser on Friday, May 1st.
The difference you make by donating on Match Day supports the good work of over 60 local nonprofit causes.
When you give on Match Day, your generosity goes even further. Each gift receives an additional 50% donation.
Give in person at the Halvering Center in Marysville on Friday, May 1st from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Or donate online at ponyupmarysville.com from midnight to midnight.
Join the Marysville Community Foundation and make a difference May 1st.
The Marshall County Historical Society is raising funds towards museum materials, exhibit displays, signage, display cases, mannequins, and archive storage containers to protect donations and artifacts not currently on display. Your contribution allows the Historical Society to continue their mission of sharing Marshall County's heritage with our future generations.
This May 1st, your kindness can become someone's breakthrough. During Pony Up Marysville Match Day, every donation to Pawnee Mental Health is matched by 50%, helping children and adults heal through art. Because when words are too hard, creativity speaks. A child finds their voice. An adult finds hope. Your gift provides life-changing tools for healing, growth, and recovery. Be a part of something meaningful. Give May 1st at ponyupmarysville.com.
For over 40 years, Twin Valley Developmental Services has worked to enhance the lives of those that they serve. This year, money donated through Pony Up Match Day will help fund the Twin Valley Activities Fund that includes field trips, dances, the Twin Valley Tornadoes team that competes across the state, bowling, movie night, and more. Twin Valley Developmental Services thanks you for your support.
It's time to pony up Marysville. It's the 10th annual Pony Up Marysville Match Day fundraiser on Friday, May 1st.
The difference you make by donating on Match Day supports the good work of over 60 local nonprofit causes.
When you give on Match Day, your generosity goes even further. Each gift receives an additional 50% donation.
Give in person at the Halvering Center in Marysville on Friday, May 1st from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Or donate online at ponyupmarysville.com from midnight to midnight.
Join the Marysville Community Foundation and make a difference May 1st.
KNDY.